Welcome, welcome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome, welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host, Kim Williams of LoveTruthMinistries.com. I would like to take this time to thank my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, for this blessing and opportunity. I thank my listening audience for taking the time to listen to my show. I'd like to thank also Blog Talk Radio for this platform. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Love Truth Ministry Show, and we will talk about a little bit today what God's love means to me. The show is only 15 minutes today, just to give you a little taste of who I am. So, God's love is awesome, right? His love was wake us up in the morning, trying to shine out, bring smile on each other's faces. Love. Knowing that we have God's love, help us push forward day by day, hour by hour, second by second. So I'd like to go first to John 3:16. I'm reading from the King James Version, and it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And his Son is Jesus, is who he's talking about. It's important to make sure everybody on the call understands. When God talks about his Son, he's talking about Jesus. When Jesus is talking about the Father, he's still talking about it's Jesus and the Father is one. He said the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's one. So I'm going to also go to Romans 5:8. "But God commands his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So that's powerful. God loved us while we were sinners, but he sent his love towards us, and that love he sent towards us is his word, and his word is Jesus. So we should just we are wrapped in God's love. So when he built, created this foundation, this earth, this universe, this galaxy, he had us in mind. So as you sit there, as you drive, or at your desk, walking, just think about God's love. Before you even think about that, think about the parent. If you was raised in a loving home, and think about the love, unconditional love your parents give, then think about, wow, think about God's love. God gave you your parents. God gave you your siblings, if you have siblings. If you have children, if you have nieces and nephews, the flowers, the birds, the sky, your life. And he gave you his Son. He didn't condemn us. He said, again, John 3:16, "God so loved the world that he gave his only, he gave us his only begotten Son." There's no one in the universe going to give their only child away. Only the love of God. So if you're listening, you think about that, a lot of folks over the years, they mentioned to me, "Well, my God wouldn't leave his throne. My God wouldn't do this. My God wouldn't do that." Well, we're not talking about their God. I'm talking about my God. And my God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. My God shall ride out eternity into time, took on human flesh, dwelt among men to show us the way, to point back Jesus back to the Father. Perfect love. Perfect love. He didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. So when we think about God's love, today it doesn't do a little snippet, because I want to go deeper and deeper. So today is only 15 minutes, and I want to share more with you what Love Truth Ministry is about. First, it's about me pointing people to Jesus. Jesus is the truth. You know, people like to say, doesn't matter, everybody's saying and believing in the same God. But God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And hopefully people on this line will understand that. If you're a believer, then you already know. But if you've been challenged and people say, well, it's more than one God. No, it's only one God. And he said it's only begotten Son. So when you're on this line, just think to yourself, what did God love mean to me? And I want you to ask yourself this question. I've had so many different individuals who challenged me by the love of God. Ask yourself, ask God, meditate. Don't take my word, don't take nobody's word. Just take the word of God. Let's ask God. Go into your own self, your own closet. But I think to me, you can go into your room, go into your closet, close your door, but the closet is also within you because the kingdom of God is inside you. So go within yourself and just have this word with God. Talk to God. Say, God, how do I have a personal relationship with you? Who is you? Who is Jesus? And if you truly ask that question, he's going to give you the answer. That's what I did one day. And I would talk about on the shows how I was set on fire with the word of God when I asked that question. So, as Love Truth Ministry, we're about making changes in people's lives by first introducing them to Jesus, and that's by pointing them to Jesus and helping people where they need help at. So today, like I said, today's program is a short program. That's an introduction program. So I'd like to tell you, there's three other areas I want to cover today. Well, three areas totally. One, I say what God means to me. Second, some of the goals of Love Truth Ministries. And I have a gift for you. Now, like I say, some of the goals of Love Truth Ministry is to be a blessing to other people in the community. So that's where I need your help. And the best way to ask for help is in the word to ask, you shall receive, seek, and you shall find, knocking should be open. So I'm asking the listening audience. I have my Love Truth Ministry trying to bless others in the community in various ways. Two of the individuals I'm trying to bless, which I need help with, is happening to be loved ones of mine. I have a niece who is paralyzed from the chest down, and she's in need, desperate need, of equipment that will make her life much better. So I have a fundraiser going on for her, but you can find more information on my Facebook page. Underneath, you got a garden there for Kim Williams, and you see my picture, as well as my brother Ty, who's battling with cancer, for him to get his equipment, his medication and treatment, and to see other doctors and other specialists. We have a fundraiser for him. And you also can find out on him for Facebook. But more for other things that Love Truth is prone to do, is willing to do, or in desperate need to do, and asking for help, is for y'all to go underneath for www.lovetruthministries.com, and you will see more information, who I am, and what I and the folks I'm looking to help. That I've been helping in various forms, but like to help in a bigger arena, a bigger form. You know, it takes more than one person to make a change in a person's life. So I'm reaching out to the Love Truth community and asking people to go to my page, www.lovetruthministry.com, and you can see where you can send donations, you can send items, the address is there where you can send items, as school season start at my church I go to a wonderful church in out of Baltimore, New Summers Baptist Church, Richard Thomas. It's the bishop, is the worship leader. And at the church, we have a store they started, they open up for the school teachers, for them to get their supplies. So I would like for Love Truth Community to help bless New Psalmist and get materials for the teachers to use in their classroom, as well as material for children to use at home. And I'd like to help children all ages, because they have children on college level. So I would like to be able to get them books and computers, bus fare, those things they need for to make their life better. Again, you can go to Love Truth Ministry and you find out more how to do that. I receive checks by Love Truth Ministry. You can write a check out to me, or you can for that. And for Sunshine and Ty, you can go to my Facebook page. But I also, nothing but that God is awesome. And again, Love Truth is about pointing people to Jesus. On the back of my card, I'm also a business lady, and I have a travel business, which if you, I have a gift, and you can go to lovetruthministry.com and you can find out about my travel part and how you, if you come partner with me and doing business with me, part of the money through my purpose-driven travel one, which under Love Truth Ministry. The money will go towards also the funding for Love Truth Ministry. Well, on my business card, on the back of my business card, I have scripture. I said, Jesus loved you. And I say from Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. And it says, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So that's deep. All you have to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's all you have to do is believe in him. So that's awesome, to believe in God. So, ladies and gentlemen, I only have less than a minute left. So I hope y'all enjoy the show. Hopefully, y'all be back on the air with me next Monday at 1 o'clock. I'm going to extend it to about half an hour. And hopefully, y'all enjoy the show. So please, log on, email me at, forgot my email address, lovetruth.wims645@gmail.com. lovetruth.wims645@gmail.com. You can also receive your free gift by going to www.myvortex365.com/purpose-driven-travel-1. www.myvortex365.com/purpose-driven-travel-1. Scroll down, put your name, email, 6-character password, no symbol, hit the orange button, and then go to your email and click on that to confirm, and you receive your free gift, which will save you 85-90% of the time on your travel. So check me out. Looking forward and speaking to you next week. Have a blessed day in Jesus Christ. So I ask Heavenly Father, please touch every heart on this line. Let them know you. Let them hear your word. And let them hear the truth, God. Let them come back next week and bring a friend. Tell other folks that Love Truth have met you. So y'all, let's end this by saying, this is today that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Goodbye, everyone.